The swoosh is a small design, shaped something like a boomerang, affixed to Nike shoes and other products. It is a symbol of the Nike Corporation, the world's foremost producer of athletic shoes and fantasies. Designed by Carolyn Davidson for $35 in 1971, and stylizing the wing of the Greek goddess Nike, the swoosh first appeared on Nike's shoes in 1972. For many years, it appeared with the word Nike in the company's ads, but now, presumably, the swoosh can speak for itself. The swoosh is a logo, a sign, symbol, or trademark of a company. The English word logo comes from the ancient Greek logos, which meant not just word or speech, but cosmic reason, the source of the world's order and intelligibility. Contemporary logos, of course, replace words with images and reason with feeling, but they certainly are intelligible. Indeed, Dr. America suggests that the swoosh is a potent sign, if not the source, of this world's order and intelligibility. The word swoosh is a neologism, an invented word. With the symbol, this word is designed to create an image for the company, and by extension, for the people who keep company with its shoes and other products. A combination, perhaps, of swoop and swish and whoosh. Swoosh is an example of onomatopoeia, in which words sound like the thing they are describing. Except in this case, nothing is being described. While quack connotes ducks and moo cows, the swoosh is almost wholly self-referential. Swoosh seems an active verb and even an active noun. It seems more sporting than sedentary. The swoosh and sports celebrities are two primary ways that Nike sells shoes. Nike pays swoosh-buckling figures like Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods millions of dollars to endorse Nike products, hoping that the aura of celebrity will affect people's perceptions of the products. And it does. Athletes like Jordan and Woods are like the saints of the Middle Ages, and the swoosh is the nimbus that signifies their sanctity. They are the prophets of profits. And an item like the Air Jordan athletic shoe is a manufactured relic, the incarnation of preternatural power. When Tiger Woods wears the swoosh on his black baseball cap, the meaning is obvious. Nike is paying him $8 million to wear the emblem. But when Dr. America or his All-American boys don the swoosh, what can it possibly mean? Through painstaking investigation, the crack research team at the American Studies Museum has discovered that most people who wear the swoosh aren't compensated for their trouble. Instead, in a remarkable show of American generosity, we pay to advertise products we don't profit from, except psychologically. When we wear the swoosh, we vicariously enlarge our lives, identifying with the extraordinary athletes who can put balls in baskets or cups. In our minds, we escape the routines of an ordinary existence as we share the virtuosity values, the sheer pleasure of doing something well, that are so rare in everyday life. The swoosh is also a symbol of the world's order and intelligibility, particularly of a capitalist world order that depends on what Michael Harrington calls the development of underdevelopment. Few, if any, Nike shoes are manufactured in the first world. Instead, they are produced in places underdeveloped so that the costs of labor are cheap. As consumers, we Americans want products we can afford. But as producers, we're not willing to work for the low wages that make such prices possible. Fortunately for us, the development of the global marketplace has made this possible. Exporting the low-wage jobs, we import the products we want. Unfortunately for us, there's a big difference between just do it and doing it justly. In a book called Shopping for a Better World, an organization called the Council on Economic Priorities gives consumers information on these invisible complexities, ranking companies on their environmental record, charitable giving, community outreach, advancement of women and minorities, family benefits, workplace issues, and information disclosure. The guide gives consumers like Dr. America a chance to put our money where our values are. We can look at Nike's record and make our own decisions. Dr. America, for example, still wears his Reeboks. Finally, the symbol of the swoosh is a symbol of the television age. It's not exactly designed for radio. It's one thing for Michael Jordan to swoosh to the basket on TV, but few listeners of this radio station can tell if Dr. America is wearing the logo of the American Studies Museum, or even any clothing at all. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, a swoosh in the sea of life.